Hello everyone, I hope you're all doing great today and enjoyed these stories. If you want to support my channel, then make sure you check out my Patreon, or if you want early access to my videos, and make sure you check out my podcast in the description below. I'd like to share this quickly before the stories start, and that's if you're struggling with your mental health and can't see a way out at the minute, trust me, it does get better. You just have to trust the process and do the things that you need to get better and get therapy if you need it. It's not always a straightforward process, and like I've said before a number of times, it's not always going to be perfect, but trust me, it does get better. You just have to keep going and ride out the rough days. I believe in you, and you can overcome anything in front of you. So I hope everybody enjoys these stories. I'll speak to you all soon. I set out fairly early on a road trip where I was going to visit some distant family. They were quite a long way, so this meant it was going to be a number of days that I'd be on the road alone. No problem though, I kind of found a certain amount of tranquility doing these trips alone. I don't know why, it kind of brought the best out of me and it was something I enjoyed doing. Now on one particular morning during this trip, it was very foggy out and I ended up on some dirt road. I wasn't exactly sure where I was going, and there was something wrong with my navigation on my phone, so I kinda had to just trust the process with this one. Now there was snowfall somewhat recently, and it started covering an embankment on the side of the road, and the fog set in pretty heavily. It meant that I absolutely had to stop at times, because I could have easily just went off the other edge and down into a big pit. And without cell service, I wouldn't have really been able to get rescued. I actually don't know what I would have done, but hey, I continue on. Now something I found really weird is that the trees kind of cast little shadows amongst themselves. It's hard to describe, but basically I couldn't figure out exactly where the sunlight was, so it made driving quite difficult. So I basically continue at a slow pace and ended up turning on the radio. I was trying to distract myself from whatever was happening, and just not panic about the fog. This went on for quite a while, until eventually I make it out into a clearing, and it's not really too foggy now, and it made for nicer driving. If any of you have ever driven in the fog like that, it becomes kind of a balance game, where you have to make the decision between driving quick and driving cautious, and it's quite frustrating. Because sometimes you'll basically be going at a snail's pace and you know you're not really getting anywhere, but you can't speed up because of the safety of yourself and others. Back on the main road, I felt fairly confident now. There was a good few other cars around and they made me feel pretty good in myself. So I'd been driving for a number of hours and decided that it was about time I went and stopped at a rest station, and one happened to come up. Now this thing looked like nobody had been there for years, but I saw some lights in the main building there, and I needed to go and get some food from the store. I ended up going in, and the guy in there said I was the first person he'd seen all day, and I jokingly said, yeah, I can kinda tell. Where are we? And he kind of explained where we were, but I couldn't remember it too well, so sorry I can't provide you with this detail currently listening to this. But anyway, we chatted for a while and I bought some candy. Now I don't think that I have diabetes, but I kind of feel a bit weak suddenly sometimes, and I think the sugar rush definitely helps keep me on track. I also got some coffee, and my god, I can tell you, this is the worst coffee that I've ever tasted in my life. I kind of forced it down because I thought, well, at least it's going to keep me awake. But I soon learned that wasn't a good idea, as I started to feel a bit nauseous. I make my way back over to my car, and I remember distinctly feeling like something was different now. I couldn't describe exactly what it was, but it was a really weird feeling. I get back in my car and I continue on my adventure. Now while I'm driving, I notice that some of the back windows start to become fairly messed up, which I think is really odd, because I had kind of a face covering on to keep me warm, so there shouldn't be any of my moisture from my mouth going to the back windows. I kind of learned to ignore it and decide that I need to just stop for a while and just enjoy myself. I make it to an area that has a small park. I lock my car and head off in there, still eating some of the candy that I have left. Now at this point, I'm not really feeling too good. I have some kind of toothache in the back of my mouth, and my belly feels quite weird. I don't really feel like I'm going to vomit, but I just feel very mildly uncomfortable. But it's something that I can't not notice, and I keep feeling weak. I think maybe I've developed some kind of issue, and I'm starting to worry a little bit, but I don't want to call off the trip, so I think that maybe just getting some fresh air is going to be enough for me. So I start walking. As I'm walking, I realize that I'm really starting to feel better now, and I kind of convince myself that I'm fine to continue with my trip. It started raining a bit, but luckily I have an umbrella. It was more annoying because I wanted to sit on one of the benches, but it's not really an option now. And there's lots of street lamps ahead of me to guide my way, which kind of look pretty in the rain for. There's a couple of animals and birds around too, which kind of added to the serenity of it, and I felt really nice here. I didn't want to go too far because I didn't know where I was, and I only see one other person. He's approaching from the other side wearing a long raincoat, and he says, "Hey." I say, "Hey," and he kind of looks at me funny, like I've just swore at him. I kind of laugh to myself and think, "Oh, they're not too friendly with strangers around here." I decide to loop back round and get to the area where my car is parked, and I just hop in again. I immediately realize that I have to mist all of the windows, and it's quite annoying because this has become more of a habit of the last couple of hours of driving that I didn't have before. I think maybe the demist has stopped working, and it's quite frustrating. Also, something annoying is that some of my things has moved. They've clearly fell down, but it's quite frustrating because I can't be bothered to reorganize it all. I don't really think too much of it, and I continue on my way. Now when I set off, I'm careful again because there's a bit of snow around, and kind of like, I don't know what you call it, but maybe like dry ice or whatever on the road, so it makes it quite difficult to drive on. There's also that lovely accompanying mist I'd seen earlier, and I decide that I should just press on, but just drive cautiously. Now I'm probably about halfway to my family's house now, so I'm starting to feel pretty good. I turn on the radio and I'm having a grand old time. Now while I'm driving and listening to the radio, every so often I hear a random word in the radio. It's like it's picking up another station and I keep hearing some weird gibberish. It's actually really frustrating, and I'm trying my best to stop it and get a good signal, but I can't seem to. The annoying thing is too, it seems like no matter what song I listen to, this continues. I ended up just turning it off again, but after about 20 minutes I miss a company, and I turn it back on. I'm feeling very tired now even though it's midday, so I think maybe I'm not very well, and I should just pull over to the side of the road where I can stop for a bit and have a sleep. I put on the radio once again, deciding to ignore the gibberish, and it puts my mind at rest. I fell asleep for probably a good hour or two, and I kind of felt like I'd knocked out. When I woke up again, I felt absolutely terrible, and I'm not really sure why. I thought maybe some of the food I'd eaten or water I drank was a bit dodgy, because it seemed like I've never felt this way before. And it was like it took me a good hour or two to come round again. What was odd too was my radio was off this time, but I was convinced as I left it on. I started to think that maybe I had some kind of bad flu or something, and I really need to get over to the family just in case I'm not well so they can maybe look after me. And once again I set off. Now at this point, I was driving in the rain and the mist once again. The mist was becoming a common theme and actually was kind of a normal now. Again, it made driving very dangerous and I couldn't really see much further ahead of me than maybe just around one corner or two if they were approaching quite soon. While I was driving, I once again get the feeling that something's wrong and that I need to pull over, and that's exactly what I do. I find another rest stop that isn't actually too bad this time and seems much more modern. I go in there and I go and get some painkillers and some other medical stuff. I get some healthy food this time and I start talking to the person on the cashier. They say, yeah, how are you doing and all of that. I explain not too bad and that I'm starting to feel unwell, when suddenly, they look at me square in the eyes and pull out a gun from behind the register. I immediately put my hands up and freeze, and they scream, don't move. And of course I don't. I've never been in a hold-up situation before, but my god, it's a horrible feeling and situation to be in. I then see that the cashier's attention goes beyond me just to my left. I once again don't move and he opens the door. Confused, I lower my hands a bit and slowly follow outside, thinking maybe he wants to take me as a hostage. That's when I can see somebody dressed in all black slowly disappearing off into the tree line. The cashier is literally screaming at the guy over the rain, but this person just sprints off laughing into the woods. He then turns around and says to me, are you okay? Are you okay? I just saw that guy come out of the boot of your car. I scream, what? I say, how? It's not possible. I was on my own in there. He says, I literally saw him climbing out and going towards the back of the car with something in his hands. It then suddenly hits me. Somebody must have been in the boot of my car for God knows how long, for whatever reason that I really don't want to know, and must have been waiting there for a while to do who knows what to me. What really spooked me out is the fact that I realize now that that must have been the reason that my windows were messing up so much, and I'm very convinced that they'd drugged me or something, and that was why I was feeling so bad. I very quickly made a police report, and the owner was very nice and waited with me for a while, but I said I had to get going now. We checked around my car again with a gun and was certain he was gone. And the cashier said, God, I'd love to put one in him if he comes back again. And I agreed and drove off, thanking him profusely. I actually offered him money for helping, but he completely refused and said he'd help with the police statement too. Now, when I set out on the road, I felt so different. I felt absolutely violated in a way that I've never felt before. After driving through more rain and mist, I eventually made it to the family's house I was staying with. I apologized to them for being a little late, but for some reason, I just couldn't bring myself to explain what happened to them. I did make contact with the police to fill out a report, but of course they couldn't find anything. I still don't know what that person was doing to this day, or what would have happened if the cashier hadn't have intervened or seen the guy, but I really don't like thinking about it. Honestly, it still gives me nightmares to this day. So this encounter happened many years ago when I was very young. It was in 2001 or 2, and I was 11 to 12 at the time. My uncle was interested in purchasing some land near Red Oak, Oklahoma. I do not know exactly where, but it was several acres in a very remote area. My father, mother, and myself dedicated and decided to accompany her one Saturday afternoon to scope out the property. From our home, it was a little more than a 3-hour drive, but we all loved riding in the car, so it was not going to be the most eventful road trip, and we just went to get out of the house. Upon arrival, I remembered being very underwhelmed by the place. No houses nearby, and hardly any other signs of life apart from a few birds in the wooded area that wasn't exactly what I would say was picturesque. Still, we parked our car off the road and go exploring the woods a little. My uncle was talking about buying land for hunting. It's not really my cup of tea. As we walked through the woods, it was a very nice day, but something felt off. Everyone in the group remarked about the eerie feeling, but my dad and uncle seemed to laugh it off. My mum had goosebumps and kept looking over her shoulder, which made me on edge too. She's very insistent that it was weird and she wanted to leave, saying it felt as though she's being watched. After a bit of hiking, I started noticing that there was a small red building. I've seen bigger storage sheds in the shrubs, but it looks well built. My uncle said there was nothing about it on the listing, and that was rather odd. So we went inside and realized the doors open, and inside were opened cans of food, a ratty blanket on the floor, and it stunk like nothing I'd ever smelt before. Following this discovery, we all agreed it would be best to get back to the car if there were some crazy hermits living in the woods, and we didn't want to be around to find them. Only issue, we had walked pretty far into the woods and now weren't exactly sure which direction is correct. The eerie feeling really amped up when we were all on edge. We ended up trekking another mile before we finally found the road, but we were further down now from where we parked the car, but could at least follow the road. We walked along the road and we come across an unsettling sight. Right in the middle of the asphalt was a dark grey cat on fire. I had no idea why the cat was on the middle of the road or how this happened, but there was no one else in sight. Naturally, we run the rest of the way to the car and there was a huge scratch in all the paint down the side from the hood to the trunk. Thankfully, this is the only damage and my dad was able to start it without any trouble and drove away fine, as fast as we possibly can. My heart just sped up recounting this. Needless to say, my uncle did not buy the land, as you can imagine, and I'm really always going to remember this terrifying encounter, but like any other time, I sort of pushed it to the back of my mind and it just become one of those odd... It's just one of those moments that you occasionally retell at the family get-togethers. Now back in 2016, I made a road trip from Phoenix, Arizona to Estes Park, CO to camp with friends. I was driving solo and saw pictures of a place that was called Coal Mine Canyon that was on a Navajo reservation. It looked like a neat and secluded place, so I put it into my Apple map and headed there. I got off of the highway while in Tuba City and drove about 15 miles to where I'd turn off the canyon. I thought it was weird that there weren't any signs, and Apple Maps directed me to turn off the road onto a one-lane dirt road. A mile or so when I got into the trip, I ended up at a point where the road descends to about a 10 or 15 degree gradient down maybe 150 feet into a canyon. It wasn't until I got to the bottom that I realized how steep that was, and also, it was very muddy at the bottom, but I continued on. Every minute further I went, I started to realize that I was in the wrong place. But the road was narrow and had thick desert bushes on either side of it, so it's not really possible to turn around. To make matters worse, I didn't have service and nobody knew I was there. Finally, I got to the end of the road, which was a point that stood another 200 feet above a valley that had a very creepy shack built in there. There was something about that shack that didn't sit right with me. While it was a nice spot, it was very desolate and gave me bad vibes. The scenery was pretty good, so I get out to take a picture, and on my way back to my car, I noticed there was a person looking at me through the window slash opening in the shack. It was far enough away that I didn't see any features or expressions, but they're just staring at me. I booked it to my car, turned around and headed back. As I was approaching the 10 to 15 degree grade, I noticed a big truck just sitting at the top there, and my heart sank. It wasn't there before when I was on my way down. When I got close to the hill, the truck started to drive down it, which meant that I had no other way to get out, as I don't have enough room to get around it and I can't go into the bushes. So now the truck and I slowly made our way closer to each other as I scanned for places to get off the road and out of their way. No luck. We stopped about 30 feet away from each other and I noticed there was three men in trucks in front of me staring. I gave a little wave and they didn't do anything back. At this point, I had no idea what to do and thought I was going to die. I was trespassing on their property and the person in the shack must have notified them. I don't know if it was 30 minutes or seconds, but to my surprise, the truck pulled off the path suddenly and into the bushes. I slowly moved past while doing so, looking at them. I can see six eyes expressionless staring at me. I got to the muddy area at the base of the hill. Wasn't sure I'd be able to get enough speed and traction through the mud to make it up the hill. I straightened my tires, put the pedal quickly down and shot up the hill. When I got off the dirt road, I gunned it into Tuba City and out of there as fast as I could. Sometimes when I look back, I get a weird feeling in my stomach thinking about what could have happened to me. I was camping at Joshua Tree in the Black Rock campgrounds on the night of the 23rd of July 2018. I'm not from the USA and had flown in to do a Western USA road trip in a motorhome, some of it alone, some with a friend in Joshua Tree. But here I was alone. Anyway, to get to the Joshua Tree campground in late afternoon, there's a very intense heat wave at this time, so it was almost empty. Now, maybe around one or two other groups camped in there, but there was no rangers because it's off season. Now, this campground isn't very far from civilization, maybe a 10-minute drive, but it felt like the middle of nowhere to me, especially being so empty. Naively, I chose the most isolated lot at the back of the grounds because it's close to natural desert plants and jackrabbits and things like that. But it backed right on to where the wilderness began. Before sunset, it felt so nice and peaceful, and I wandered around taking pictures on a hill by my van. After dark, being a very lone young woman, and being my first time camping alone, I found it hard to sleep. I held my pocket knife and pepper spray in my hand and drifted in and out of sleep, but I kept having these very realistic nightmares of somebody knocking on and attacking my van. Eventually, I gave up on the idea of sleep for a while and stared out the camper van window, messaging my family back home and looking out for the sky. All of a sudden, about six bright golden lights appear in the sky. They look kind of like fireworks, and they burst out, but instead they just kind of surrender there, suspended in the air, like in a half moon formation, very high up. And then the lights went out, and another appeared far off in the distance, hanging out for a couple of seconds before disappearing too. Now, I'm not a strong believer in otherworldly occurrences, but I don't not believe in them either. I googled to see if there was any astrological event that may have explained it, but couldn't find anything. Also, these lights weren't moving in any direction like a meteor or shooting star. They were just hanging, suspended. I'd love to know if anybody had an explanation for them. It was early spring 2016. I just turned 24 years old. My friend and I reached our main spot to camp, the Black Canyon Ring campgrounds just outside of Payson, AZ. We'd usually travel out here two or three times each year. There were some incredible views, and it's only a couple of hours away from the city. For the most part, this is pretty secluded. It's a privately owned convenience store that's around two a few miles away with a small town 20 miles before that. The entrance is on a dirt road directly off of the highway, with a campground sign at the start of the road, marking local wildlife, any fire hazards, and general news related to camping folk. The paving is mostly linear, with maybe one fork spanning several miles. We once travelled down the dirt road to see how far it would take us. One of the paths would take you to another highway entrance with a ranger's tower halfway there. The other led to a dead-ended area. There's an abandoned cabin which can be found on this path a few miles in, mostly hidden off in the distance behind some larger foliage. The snow had mostly cleared off at this point, leaving a crisp air, a slight chill, and fauna becoming active again. We'd usually spot some wild horses, several deer, and tons of little critters whenever we come out this way. It was really the perfect time of year to be out here if you really wanted a relaxing trip away from the city for a couple of days. So we get in at around 4 p.m. on a Tuesday roughly. It was late for us. We'd usually try and make it out there by noon at least. The trip was pretty spontaneous. We both had work during the coming weekend and decided to just go for it. The sun was closing in on us pretty fast and we hadn't picked somewhere to camp. There was maybe two other groups, both families parked somewhere close to the entrance, only a few hundred yards away from the highway. This time around, we just wanted to get away from humans for a while. Customer service jobs will do that. So we drive down the dirt road past our usual spot and pick the perfect area, which is a small clearing just off the edge of the hill. The whole valley could be seen from this area with a really, really beautiful sunset. This would have been our main spot from then on if the next night's incident hadn't happened. That is, we agreed to get a campfire going and decide that we're going to avoid building a tent this trip. We didn't have much time to do so anyway, and her car wasn't that uncomfortable. I'd sleep in the back seat and she'd sleep in the passenger seat. With the windows slightly ajar, we'd each have a blanket with us and we'd fall into a slumber. The next day went fairly uneventful and we just decompressed. I had this strange feeling throughout the day though, like I was being watched. There was a crunching of leaves just out of sight every few hours, but I figured that it was just the local wildlife doing their thing. My friend didn't notice anything weird too, so we don't really dwell on it. Night came, and the feeling still hasn't gone far. My friend felt something but doesn't vocalize it and she took some sleeping pills. She didn't usually take them on trips, but thought she needed it this night. It's now nearing 1 a.m. and my friend dozed off in the passenger seat while I was attempting to wind down in the back. I lean against the window behind the passenger seat, legs outstretched. Now the window opposite of me was rolled down slightly, letting in a breeze. I've been on my phone scrolling through Facebook or whatever, and I hear something outside. A few crunches on the leaves, several paces outside of the car. I whisper to my friend, "Did you hear that?" But she's already out of it. I put my phone down and listen for a few minutes. It's probably just an animal, I think. I went back to my phone, scrolling through social media, and about 10 minutes have passed when I hear it again, crunch, right outside the door. I lowered the phone. My eyes took a moment to adjust from the light of the phone and I looked deep into the dark of the woods. As I turn the phone away from me with the backlight illuminating the window, I see two dirty, scrabbled hands against the window, the fingers wrapped inside, with the nails being disgusting, behind the window, and then there's a silhouette of a face pressed up against it. The breath would create condensation a couple of seconds at a time. All I can make out is a reflection of those empty black eyes. I couldn't move. I can't scream. I felt like eternity. The staring contest between me and this thing was really impressive. And I think, why haven't I run away? Why haven't they run away? Is this the face of death? Is this it? After probably 10 seconds of not doing anything, the hands slowly unclench from the windows and recede into darkness. The condensation on the window dispersed. Another couple of seconds pass before I hear crunch, 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 kind of fading off into the distance. I'm still sat there thinking, what happened? Why am I not doing anything? An adrenaline shot into my body. I pounded my friend's seat, waking her up from her slumber into dizzy confusion in a haze. I unlatched the window and kicked the door open, and I took a moment to scan the area. Whoever they were, whatever it was is gone. I scrambled to pick up any important camping supplies we left outside, and just crammed everything into the back seat and the trunk, periodically looking over my shoulder, listening for those footsteps. I quickly slammed the door shut, and there's a grim reminder of the horror that's just happened. There's two handprints imprinted on the window. I quickly wiped them off in a panic, trying to ease the situation, I guess. I jump into the front seat and started the car and floored it. My friend finally comes to and says, "What the hell are you doing?" I say, "We have to go. There's somebody out there." I didn't see whatever or whoever it was while fleeing the scene, but I sped down a dirt road, and I know my friend insisted I slowed down. We eventually reached the highway, and I proceed to drive 20 or so miles before reaching a Denny's, when my friend asked me to stop and explain what happened and eat. The nightmare was subsided a few months later. My embarrassment continues to the day and the shock and horror of it all. So this happened to my girlfriend last night. We'd been camping for 4 days and were planning on leaving on the 5th, but my girlfriend had to leave the night before because of work. I told her to drive safe because I was pretty worried about her hitting a deer. She drives a little Volkswagen Bug, so I knew if it hit, it wouldn't go very well. Anyway, around 45 minutes later, she shot me a call and told me something about what's happened while she was driving. She was driving down a stretch of road with no side roads going off, just forest. She said she saw headlights pop up behind her vehicle, which was odd enough since there were no roads to turn off of. Even more odd, the headlights drove up to 60 miles per hour and caught up with her within about 4 seconds. She said that she was listening to a song that had a countdown, so that's how she could tell. Now, she was a little sketched out, so she sped off a bit, but it kept following her. The headlights pulled up next to her, but she didn't see a car, but a silhouette of somebody running. She slammed on her brakes and went to turn around, and then realizes that there's 20 headlights following her before veering off into the forest. She sped back up again to the part of the woods trying to escape it and doesn't see anything. Now this really freaked her out to the point that she wanted to stop talking about it. She said her dad had a similar experience and said it could be a skinwalker. I've never really believed in that kind of thing, but I don't know what it could have been. It was almost like whatever this was pretending to be a car. So I was in the VA/MD area, and had a lot of work related to sites ranging from downtown Baltimore to Virginia Beach and all around. Friday's wrapped up, and I hit the road to some social arrangements I made for the weekend. I spent the weekend with friends out in various parts of VA, got dragged off to other places, and even went further out. You know, just the usual weekend fun times. It was late Sunday night when I had to leave, or I'm not going to be able to get back home in time for my start, which was thankfully late afternoon on Monday. I'm fully rested and I don't do any drinking. I'm not into drugs. Now on the highway at about 3 a.m, in the middle of God knows where between Roanoke and DC, there's absolutely nobody around. I'm cruising along in the left lane simply because nobody else is around. No headlights on for the fast hour or so. No tail lights either. No road lamps. It's dark. Really dark and foggy. But I have my music up and I feel fine. And then, I just happen to look to the left and there is a dog barking at me. A German Shepherd in a car passenger seat. Somewhat blue glow from the instruments of the car. And it's got its face to the window and it's barking its head off at me. I get a good hard look at it too. Because at first my brain is registering that maybe it's a cop car. I was going a little bit quick at the time, and the dog and the instruments just suddenly come in, and I have to check again. I then put my foot on the brake and start slowing down, but it's hard to pull over. I even put on my blinker and start shifting lanes and pull over to the right because, wait, there's no left shoulder on this road. I look back to my left, where there is still no shoulder slash room for another car, and it's just gone. No trace of it. I slammed on my brakes and stop in the middle of nowhere, flipped on my light bars, and even look around with my handheld spotlight and there's nothing. No tail lights, no headlights, no engine sound, nothing. There's no tire marks even. Now my vehicle had great visibility and lots of extra lightings, off-road SUV with the trimmings, I mean. And there is no possible way somebody pulled a sneaky on me, so I really don't know what happened. It's been a while since we did a road trip across the western US, April/May this year. On our journey, we come across the Hashda Trinity National Forest as we're heading back to the west coast, literally in the middle of nowhere. I asked my boyfriend to stop along the highway as I needed to go for a pee in the woods. I jumped out of the car and searched for a place where I could do that. Meanwhile, my boyfriend was waiting inside, leaving the car windows open. As I'm concentrated on not peeing on my shoes, I don't really realize what's happening around me, and went back about 3 minutes later. As I approached the car, I noticed my boyfriend kind of alert. I sat down on the passenger seat as he locks the doors, turned to me, said in a really serious way, "Did you notice it?" I said, "What?" "Didn't you notice there's not a single sound in the forest? No bird sounds, no clickings, no leaves falling or anything. Like the whole world just stopped." We closed the windows and continued the journey without incident. Although it's been a while since we were there, and we're back home in Europe now, this experience kind of stuck in my mind because it's not what we're used to in North America or in the wilderness there. I don't know, there was something specially eerie about the fact that everything was being absorbed sound-wise, and I've never really experienced anything like it before, and I've often heard it's a sign that something bad's about to happen. Now, my dad is a trucker, and in the summers I tag along with him. One evening we're driving from Houston to Jacksonville, and somehow we got turned around on the back roads of Louisiana. The last major place I remembered us being in was Troy. It's about 1 a.m. Well, it was almost 3 and we have no idea where we are. We eventually come up to this little town. It had one broken spotlight, a diner, an abandoned factory and some empty shopping centres. In total, it was maybe 4 blocks from one another. We were both hungry, and because we didn't want to wait to go to a truck stop, we pulled in behind the diner. Now that I think about it, the fact that a small town diner was open at 3 a.m. should have been a sign, really, that something was amiss. We get in, and this diner is pretty nice. Actually, it's a bit old school, reminiscent of the 60s. There's a single waitress on duty and a copy in a booth. We naturally all got chatting. I remembered the meal so clearly because it was the first time I had grits. They were loaded with cheese and bacon. The cop gave us directions back to the highway and bought me a chocolate milk for the road. I even remember the tables. They were covered in wood and polka dot patterns. Well, eventually I made it back to civilization, and later that morning at a stop, my dad said to me about the town. He knew a lot of confused local truckers. He was sure he was getting the name right, but nobody heard of it. A few months later, as he was driving me back to Texas, he drove through Louisiana attempting to locate the town, but we could never find it. We're still not sure what happened, if we drove through a ghost town that nobody remembered or something weirder. But I really don't know what to think of this. Now, I'm not really a long haul trucker by trade, but back in the day, I had several odd jobs that required I drive across the country. One was shipping horses. I drove the truck from barns to shows or vice versa. And the other way was working as a road crew for a rock band. I was very, very young, 16 to 20 years old. For reference, I'm a female, short, athletic. Deaf the odd one out at a lot of rest stops and gas stations along the major routes. I'm also slash was tatted and had a red mohawk which made me stand out more. Several things happened to me that I remember, but I want to say, Navajo Nation is really, really creepy and always drove through at night. Never meant to plan it that way, but that's always what happened. Other creepy place is northern Utah. Totally hills have eyes up there. But history 1. I was driving from Gravestone, Texas to New Orleans, LA. Gravestone had just been hit by the hurricane, and there was a weird serial killer moving through that city, so the vibe had already begun as weird. Just as I crossed the border from Texas to LA, I start to get super tired. It was really late, 3 a.m.-ish. Tried to find a gas station to pull over, rest up and fill up, but all of them were shut. Gave up. Pulled into the next one, which was closed. Parked in the far corner of the lot. Killed my car. And laid my seat back to sleep. Everything seems quiet. There were a few lights on from the station that are on 24/7, but I parked far enough away that they couldn't have really bothered me. I woke up with a start. Had been dreaming, but I had this like gut instinct to wake up. I immediately saw somebody covered in mud wearing rags holding a knife advancing slowly towards my car. He was maybe 5 feet away moving forward. My adrenaline kicked in immediately and I switched the car on. At that point, he lets out some guttural growl and launches towards the car as I'm backing up. I barely miss him and he's grabbing at the vehicle. With the headlights on, I could see he's covered in sores and the knife was all rusty. I sped out of there, didn't sleep again all the way up to NOLA. Freaked me out so badly. I also never slept in my car. The idea that he could have been waiting for me to sleep for how long I don't know really scares me. And my car's also convertible, so he could have easily cut through. Imagine waking up to somebody crazy advancing with a knife. I mean, it's given me nightmares for years. Now, second story. I was hauling horses from Kansas to Tucson, Arizona, driving a big Ford truck, a dolly, with a small trailer carrying 3 horses near Gallup. Around 2 a.m, the back inner tire on the passenger side blew up. I pulled off to the road and assessed the situation. There was zero chance I could change the tire myself given the trailer slash dolly truck situation. And I'm tired and weak from exhaustion, so I call a tow company and try to find a temporary boarding place for the horses. It's the morning of Easter Sunday, so literally no one's open. I'm going through the yellow pages, calling tow company after tow company. Finally, I find a Native American tow company who has also got a ranch with boarding for horses and a truck to come and grab the trailer. It was a godsend. But the guy and his wife who ran the company told me be very careful not to leave my truck during the 2-hour drive and that they would take it. They said this in such an emphatic way that I got really scared. They told me not to open the door for anyone and keep the doors locked. No one was really on the road, so I was confused as to who could be out there as a threat, but I took it seriously and did so. I kept hearing this weird scratching sound on the back panel of the truck, like somebody was trying to open the small window back there. A couple of times the truck would sway, which I figure is the horses. It was pitch black out with no wind. I heard a couple of footsteps, but I chalk it up to my imagination or the wind. It was getting scary now, and I couldn't move. Eventually the nice couple with the tow truck, another truck, come to haul up the ponies. Immediately, they move me from my cabin to the cabin of their tow truck, tell me not to move or open up the door in any circumstances. The couple is super fast, lady deals with the horses and the man gets my truck off on the tow bed. They then drive me to the ranch. After the man drops my truck off at a local shop owned by his cousin, who says he will handle the flat on Monday. Anyway, long story short, this wonderful couple takes care of me and the horses and gets my truck fixed. As I'm ready to leave on Monday afternoon, there's a story on the local news station of a woman with a flat tire who was murdered alongside the same stretch of highway on Sunday evening. She'd been out changing a tire and looks like somebody murdered her. I ask the couple about this and they don't say much other than time to time it happens and said it's certain death there. He also gave me some bags of stuff to have slash burn in the back of my cabin for protection. I felt very lucky to find these people, to be honest. They definitely looked out for me, and I didn't feel unsafe staying at their home. Now, I don't live in America. I live in Scandinavia, And this story happened a couple of years ago, and it's something I'd like to share with everyone today. Now, I was driving to a relatively remote area where I had some family. I was quite excited to see them because I haven't seen them for a number of years. Now, this was in the winter time, so there was snow absolutely everywhere, and it made driving quite difficult, to be honest. Don't worry, from where I'm from, this is normal, so I kind of got used to it, and I set off. Now, I'd only have to drive for just under a day, which isn't too bad, really, but I set out very early in the morning, aiming to arrive near the night time, which in hindsight probably wasn't the best idea because if anything went wrong with my car, I'd be in a big problem, but it didn't happen entirely. So, luckily for me, things went relatively okay. Now, the first part of the drive-in is completely normal and I feel really good and everything's how it should be. I eventually make it to roughly the midway point and I'm driving through the forest now. There's not really much of a path, so I have to be quite careful. There's still some light snowfall and it's very cold outside, but I have some music playing and I'm feeling pretty good at the time. As I'm driving, there's occasional rock fall from the side of the road that I have to be very careful with because these things are really killers if you're not careful. Now, one thing that I noticed was strange is every time I seemed to look off to the side of the road, my eyes had a really hard time adjusting to what I was seeing. It was almost like my vision would shift for a little bit, then go back to normal, but I wasn't too bothered by that. I was just more worried about the big rocks and things. Now, as I'm driving, I realize that the rocks are becoming more and more frequent, almost like they're placed in the middle of the road. I remember there was one particularly bad one that I actually had to get out and find a big stick to kind of lever it out of the way. It's one I couldn't have moved without the stick, and I was really glad that it actually held up to the task. Upon getting outside, I realized there was a really strange stench that I hadn't smelt before, and it seemed to follow me everywhere I went. Even when I jumped back in my car, it was like I couldn't get the smell off of me. I would roll the windows down every so often to try and get rid of it, but to be honest, it didn't really make much of a difference. I remembered coming up to a junction, and my car kind of slid for a couple of seconds. Luckily, my car was a bit of a beast and handled it quite well, but it was really worrying, to be honest. I had to drive much slower this time. Now, staring down the road, I couldn't really see too far ahead of me because of the bends in the woods, but I knew I was going the right way. A quick glance at my phone would confirm that. Now, while my tires were struggling in the snow, I heard a strange low rumble sound outside. Thinking something was wrong with my car, I quickly pull over to the side of the road to have a listen. I lean over the hood of my car when something large falls near me. I look, and another rock has slid off the side again, somewhat obstructing me. I think this is really weird. I go to move it, and I hear the same sound again. It's quite a powerful sound, and it's like nothing I've ever really heard before. Thinking maybe it's a large rock about to fall, I quickly get back in my car and make my way on once again. Now, I kind of got used to the smell now because I didn't really notice it, or maybe there wasn't much of it around, so I'm pretty content as I continue driving. Now, the trees around me are quite tall and almost needle-like. If you look in any particular direction, you can only see far enough before one of the trees blocks your vision. So you kind of feel like you're in an infinity pool of trees. It can be good or bad, but for me, it was kind of neither. Now, while driving, I seem to get a strange feeling that something's off. Now, I end up coming to a particular area where something just feels like I'm not alone and I can't describe it. I decide once again to get out of my car. I can just about make out a jogger off to the side of the road wearing some white snowsuit. And I think this is bizarre because how on earth they could have got here, I don't know. But thinking maybe they're in trouble, I quickly hop in the car again and slowly make my way up around a hill to where they should be parked, but strangely, I can't see any tracks at all. I decide the best thing to do is just keep going and try and find somebody. At this slow pace, 5 minutes later, I still don't encounter anyone, so I just presume that probably it was in my head and nobody's actually there. I don't know whether you can imagine things from seeing so much white from the snow, or the trees becoming so similar to each other, but maybe that's what I was experiencing. Maybe I was dehydrated. I went to swig some more of my water, but I realized that I drank a lot, and it was unlikely that either of those things were causing it. I come up to another corner, and again there's another rock in the road, and I realize something's off. I come up to a point where I can either go to the left path or right path. Now the left will lead me the right way, but I'm just so curious as to what's made me stop this time, so I get out. Now when I get out, curiosity gets the better of me, and I want to see how this rock got here because there's no way it slid down. I decide to move off to the side of the road, and that's when I'm hit with the smell once again. Now, I don't exactly know what it was, but I had a feeling it wasn't a jogger with me. And yeah, where is he? I decide to look around again when the smell becomes absolutely overpowering. And I can just about make something out, moving across the tree line. Now, this thing or person was moving impossibly quick. It looked like the jogger again, but this time much taller. And the ground was moving a little bit as they did. And the stench was disgusting. I've realized something's gravely wrong now, and I start sprinting. I ended up stumbling initially, but quickly steadying myself again on a tree. I actually pierce a hole in my coat, and I'm bleeding a little bit. I quickly make my way back into my car and slam the door. I press the ignition, and it doesn't work. I swear and punch the wheel. And as I do that, the horn goes off, and it's extremely loud. Then I can just about make out whatever this figure is sprinting off now in the other direction. I roll down the window just to hear if there's anything, and the silence. There's just snow falling onto my arm as it's out the window, and I can see that thing fade off. I then go to start the engine again, and as it roars into life, there's a horrifying sound which sounds like a very deep guttural growl. Again, like nothing I've ever heard before. That was my cue to get out of there. I rolled up the window and quickly set off on the left path. I'm driving very quickly, to be honest, considering the conditions, but I just about make it. I end up coming onto a main road again, and I basically sped the rest of the way to the family's house. Now, nothing else unusual happened on that trip, but I don't really want to say I believe in some of the Nordic urban legends or any of those other things, but I don't know what it could have possibly been. It could have easily been somebody out there, but I don't know, something about what I'd experienced that day was really off. I'll leave it for you guys to decide what you think it is, but I haven't really made up my mind as to what happened to me that day.